Thanks for listening to the Gregor Show podcast. Are you looking for something unique? Lakewood has a large selection of special edition trucks by Chevrolet. Life is too short not to be special. Learn more at lakewoodchev.com. Speaking of orders needing to play better as a team lately, well, we're going to discuss team training right now with Daryl Marchuk, the regional fitness manager at World Health. Daryl, more and more of this team training, what does it look like? And if you aren't on a league or anything, how can you get into, quote, team training?
Well, team training, Jason, kind of started, you know, from the name, from teams. So, you know, a lot of professional sports teams, junior teams, et cetera, will have a trainer that works with all the players. And from there, they can give the players guidance individually on what they need to do with their programs, but they can act in a team setting. And obviously, in that case, the team is paying the trainer to work with everybody. But what's happened is it's been adapted to working with kind of your regular gym clientele. So when you look at how that's effective for a team, is it allows one trainer to work with a lot of people. And when that goes back to our regular clientele going the other way, it allows for more people to get in front of a trainer. And stats show that, you know, somewhere around 90% of people that actually see success in the gym in terms of what they want for their goals and achieving them work with a professional. But we know that not every single person in the world has the financial means to work individually with a trainer. So it brings the cost down for the clients. Where they still get a lot of individual attention and have a far greater chance of actually seeing success.
Okay. Now, what are some advantages do you find of small group training?
One of the main advantages is actually getting some variety. So when you work with a fitness pro, your workouts are designed for you and can evolve. Where a lot of people get stuck, we're creatures of habit, Jason. So a lot of people get stuck in a situation where they do the same thing over and over again. When they do that, they either get bored and end up leaving the gym, or without that change in programming, they'll hit a plateau, which leads to the same thing and they get bored. So the variety allows people to stay motivated as well as actually continue to achieve their goals. Another one is, I touched on it, but the motivation side. When you're working with people around you, just like when you see teams, when there's people around them, good teams push each other. So when there is people around, you start to get motivated by the energy of the group and tend to work harder and see more benefit there, as well as the social aspect. So it definitely helps if you can go somewhere where you know people, you feel comfortable by talking to others, you feel motivated. So there is a social aspect that makes the gym more enjoyable for people. Another one is the economic side of it as well. So one-on-one training, as much as it provides the most personal attention you can get and the greatest opportunity to succeed. Again, some people can't necessarily afford to budget that in. And so it still allows them to get that touch with the fitness pro, but keep it a little bit more budgetable. And lastly, I think another big benefit is an intimidation factor. In the end, some people are really scared to go to the gym, and not even some people, a lot of people. And then the thought of standing in front of a trainer, in their mind they're like, wow, this super fit person who knows everything about fitness is gonna scare the heck out of me if I have to get in front of them. So being with the group allows a little bit more anonymity and a little bit higher level of comfort as well.
Now, if you're in a small group though, and I have goals to say, okay, I want to achieve this, are you going to be able to achieve that when you're working out with people who likely have different goals, or do you have to find someone to train with who has the same goals?
No, absolutely. I mean, if you think about, again, let's go to the sports teams. Each one of their players is going to need something slightly different. One player may need to put on muscle. Another player may need to shed some body fat because they need to play lighter. Some need to work on their speed, and some need programs where it's rehab-based. And so good team training programs allow for that variety. So usually what happens is there's kind of a base program to work off of, and then the trainers will adjust based on individual need and customize it. And there is different types of team training programs. Like, you can consider a boot camp something similar, but that would be on the end of the spectrum where it's not very personalized or tailored. When we think about more of the team training, it's still that group based with that motivation, but once again, very tailored to your specific goals.
Daryl Marchuk joined us from World Health. Now, what if you find it hard to find a workout or a challenge that you can stick with? right? So is that easier in a team thing or harder?
I personally believe it is easier. And that's just going based on the feedback of my clientele and some other trainers' clientele, and also just seeing how often people are showing up. So once again, when you start to create, well, let's talk about the social element again. If you're creating bonds with other people, sometimes you're tired, you don't feel like going to the gym, but there's some people that are there that you're going to want to see and you're going to want to hang out with and catch up with. So even that can drive you to the gym. Also, having an appointment is always something that helps. When you know you have a scheduled appointment for a team training program, you're more likely to show up if, you know, after a long day, you're tired, you know it's scheduled in, you're going to go. And just the fun environment that it creates as well, and the energetic environment. Most people almost get a little bit addicted to that type of thing, right? They know it's going to be the best part of their day. They know they're going to go in and they're going to get re-energized from it. So I found with the team training, that's actually one of the biggest benefits, is it makes people actually adhere to it. And a lot of times that's the biggest battle, is stepping through the doors of the gym. And that doesn't change even for trainers. Some of the hardest things to do is actually get started with your workout. It's not always easy to get going, but once you've actually got started and got going, you usually feel better, work out hard, and feel way better after.
What's the one thing that you enjoy about team training?
For me, as a trainer doing it, I would say the energy it creates. And actually, I'd say the same thing if I'm a participant. So if I'm doing this as a participant, the camaraderie, the fun you can have, it's can be a grind just working out on your own all the time. So if you can get around other people and be energized, then you can make an hour of exercise or an hour and 15 minutes of exercise feel like it's 30 minutes. That's a win.
Daryl, great stuff as always, man. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Jason.